with praise. Give thanks. Give thanks. Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
What a good looking crowd on this Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
Thursday is Thanksgiving. This will be our Thanksgiving theme service today. And a lot of you may ask God, how can I be thankful during a difficult time? Be thankful. Well, we got so many things to be thankful for. We're alive.
Yes.
He woke us up this morning.
Yes.
You know, you may be going through financial difficulties, or you may be going through depression, whatever it may be. Adversity, you just pray to God and He will bring you through it. You have to ride out that storm. And we got so many things to be thankful for today. And don't get discouraged, church.
No.
Because, you know, the Word says, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
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 Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we open up with praise and worship. Pastor Buck, could you open us up, sir?
Who could not love Jesus?
Oh, I don't know.
Stop thinking about it. Who could not love someone that is so wonderful, that so full of love, that took all of our sins upon Him, went to the cross of Calvary? This morning, my heart is just full of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He's brought us all a mighty long way.
Yes, He has.
I said He's brought us all a mighty long way.
Thank you, Lord.
Would you bow your heads and open your hearts this morning? Father in heaven, we just come to you with a joyful heart in the sweet, precious, mighty name of Jesus, your Son. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name to overcome. And we're here this morning, not by accident, by divine appointment. And we pray right now, Lord, that you would visit us, that the windows of heaven would be opened up. Yes. And God, that every need would be supplied. We go out this door in better shape than when we come in.
Yes.
We are looking for healing today.
Yes.
We're looking for restoration. We're looking for people that's going to dedicate their life to you. Help us all, Father, to be all in. Yes. And we thank you, Lord. Now, God, knit our hearts together. Knit our souls together. And may the power of God just flow through this building. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And the church says,
amen.
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Buck. Amen. How many of you know a song that says, keep on the firing line?
Yes.
Well, how about you stand to your feet and clap and sing along with us if you know it.
We've got to keep on that line, firing line. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and God, keep on the firing line. If you're with my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. If we make the 50 of us,
pray
against all evil, never run, glory to life. turn in your hymn books to, I think it was 243. I feel like traveling on.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
You know, we sing that song, He is Lord. But is He really your Lord? Are you looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? How many of you believe that our God can do anything?
Yes.
Then do not walk in unbelief. When we walk in unbelief, then we are saying that God is not capable of doing what He says He would do. Has He not promised us that He would take care of us?
Yes.
Has He not promised us that by His stripes we were healed?
Yes.
Has He not promised us that we will not lack any good thing?
Yes.
So it's important, you know, when I sing, I sing from my heart. Because a lot of people say that man can't sing at all. But you know what? It's not what we do with our mouth that's so important. It's what we do with our heart.
Amen.
And as we were singing, He is Lord, I just felt like there was something here that was just going through the motions. God don't want us to go through the motions. We are not going to be a religious church. We're going to be a church that we come and open our heart up to a living God that is taking care of business. He is not slack concerning His promises.
Yes.
But He said, if you will seek Me with all of your heart, I will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
And I want the devil to know today that we love our God.
Yes.
That we are going to be like David. And we're going to take the Holy Ghost rock and put it in our sling. And this morning we are going to run towards the giant. We're going to run towards a hindering spirit.
Amen.
We are going to worship our God in spirit and in truth. This is what church is all about. When you come and you take authority over the devil, and that the devil is not welcome in God's house. This is God's house. This is holy ground. This is a place where God's people come and give thanks and honor to a God that has taken care of us and brought us a mighty long way. He has saved us. He has healed us. He has empowered us. God said, Jesus Christ, out of His own mouth, said, I want you to go to a certain place in Jerusalem and tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. Now listen, we have the power in the name of Jesus this morning to overcome that big mountain, that giant that's been in our life.
Amen. Yes.
And so I say, we're going to sing it again.
Amen.
For He is Lord. Come on now.
He is Lord.
Oh, He is risen from the dead.
Tried and true.
Trust in me,
saith God. Man is not trustworthy. Riches are not trustworthy. Control is not trustworthy.
Amen.
But I and I alone, I am that I am, saith the Lord God Almighty. Come unto me this day, and I will give you rest. Thank you, Lord.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain.
We'd like to pray for you.
Pastor Buck.
Yes. Pastor Buck. Who else? Miss Lenora. Yes. Come on up, honey, if you can. Miss Battles. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Miss Aretha. Anyone else? Yes, Miss Bobby. You can stand in. We're going to sing a song that says, I am the God that healeth thee.
Amen.
And as Pastor Buck prays, you just believe in that healing in your body, whatever it may be.
Thank you.
Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. His name is more powerful than cancer, heart disease, or any disease you can name.
Yes.
Whatever your need, He's here to heal you. Let's confess Him as our healer.
Yes, sing,
you are the God that healeth me.
Troubles vanish.
Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to open up our wallets, our purses, and to pull out, Father, what is yours. Lord God, allow us to give with a happy heart. Allow us to give back exactly where it came from. And Father, we know that you will put it back, and you'll put it back twice. Lord, you said you would open up the windows of heaven and give us such a blessing that we just, our cups would run over. Father, we love you for that. And we ask that you bless this offering. And we ask that it meet all the needs, Father, of this sanctuary. We ask that in Jesus' name. Let all the saints of God say.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel sorry for you. is loving the Lord, serving the Lord, and knowing the Lord. Mm-hmm. I did. No, sorry.
Before I preach, I want to thank God for each and every one of you that's here today. I want to thank God for Brother Pick and Nancy. And I want to thank God for it. We have Pastor Chris back there and his wife that came to visit us today. And I pray that they'll be blessed. And I want to thank God for all the ones that worked so hard to get this work of God moving along. But you know, of all the great things that I've ever experienced, and I've experienced a lot of great things. I've seen the blind eyes open. I've seen deaf ears unstopped. I've seen cancer dried up right on the spot. I've seen people with heart trouble healed. I've even seen people, now I might get your eyes on this, but I've seen people that's been raised from the dead. And that happened in a little church in Brandon that we first started many years ago. And this woman died in our service.
On Easter Sunday.
On Easter Sunday. And she was dead when they came from Palatka, Florida to pick her up. She left dead. And but we all prayed in the church. And that's what we need today more than anything in church. We don't need the entertainment. We don't need something that will catch your attention. But we need more people praying in the church so that we can see the power of God demonstrated among us. Jesus demonstrated his power whenever he prayed. And so we need to have that power when we pray also. But I tell you what, when we prayed, when they got her to Palatka, she opened up her eyes and said, "What's going on?" God brought her back from the dead. So there is nothing impossible with God. But the greatest thing is knowing him, loving him, and serving him. Amen. Chris, would you help us sing?
I want to serve you more.
living by feelings. Christians are living by feelings. And you can't trust your feelings. I want you to know this morning that when you live by your feelings, you're going to get hurt, you're going to be disappointed, you're going to feel on top of the world, and the next day you're going to feel like you're in a sewer pipe.
Amen.
God's people need to live by the Word of God. The Word of God is how Jesus overcome the temptation in the wilderness after John the Baptist baptized him. The Word of God is the only thing that we can really stand on that is solid ground. Everything else is sinking sand. If you build your life on your feelings, then there are going to be times when you are going to sink and you're going to wonder if God's going to pull you out of the muck you got yourself in. Because people have to understand that if we're going to be successful as a child of God, if we're going to enjoy walking with God, if we're going to enjoy the blessings of God, if we're going to be able to withstand the temptation and the wiles of the devil, we've got to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Not what people think and not some book that you buy that somebody made a fortune off of, but buy the book. This is the book, and if you have your Bibles today, I ask you to hold it up. This is the Word of God.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. This is the Word of God.
Amen.
This is
the Word of God.
This is my life.
This is my life.
This is my hope.
This is my hope.
This is my strength.
This is my
peace. This is my joy. This is my all in all. When all else fails, this will never fail me. And today I receive the Word of God. From the Holy Ghost of God.
From the Holy Ghost.
And I will be a different person when I walk out this door.
And I will be a different person when I walk out
this door. Lord, I refuse to walk out the same way I came in.
Lord, I refuse to walk out the same way I came in.
Let this word sink into my heart.
Let this word sink into my heart.
And may I obey the Word of God.
May I obey the Word of God.
From this time forth.
From this time forth.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Sometimes we feel like God has forsaken us, don't we?
Yes.
Don't you sit back there and look self-righteous to me. That we've all had our doubts sometimes.
Yes.
Where is God in all of this? Why has He let me go through this? I feel like that I don't have a friend in the world. I feel like I'm the only one that's in the world that's battling and suffering the way I am. And we start getting down and down and down when God says, listen, you don't need to live your life by what you feel. I have given you my word that says I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But I'll be right there when you go through the storm, whenever you meet the giants in your life, whenever you're climbing the mountains in your life, I will be with you even to the end of the world. Why are you doubting me now? Why are you living your life on your feelings when I said I will be with you? I will take the blunt of everything. I will go before you and make the crooked path straight. I will go before you and make a way where there seems to be no way. Why are you doubting me now? We have so many wasted days and wasted nights.
Amen.
By serving God with our feelings.
Yes.
When I didn't feel nothing in church today. Well, if you didn't feel anything in church, it wasn't God's fault. He said, where two or more, listen to me today, where two or more gathered together in my name, I will be in the midst of them.
That's right.
So if you come and you didn't get nothing, was it God's fault? He's
no.
Here. All you have to do is get the things and the pleasures and what you're going to do this evening and what's going to happen next week. Quit worrying about tomorrow. Start living today. This is Sunday. This is November the 20th, 2016. And there'll never be another one just like it. So I'm going to grab everything I can. The Word of God says that I can reach out and God will take me by the hand.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
It's good to have a wife that will agree with you, eh? Psalm 56:3. Psalm 56:3. It's so good to have confidence that God's in control.
Amen.
Is it not good? Is it not good to have confidence in God?
Yes.
Is it not good to not worry and fret about what might happen?
Amen.
Isn't it great to know what the Word of God says, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? You know, we worry about what we might face on down the road, but let me tell you something. God will be there just like He is here this morning, just like He was when He brought you in the world. God has always been, always will be. He's right here for us today. He's here to help us overcome fear. Fear is something we all deal with. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of this and fear of that. And the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. That's our problem. We don't have the perfect love that God says we can have. Whenever you start putting your confidence in God and you start living for Him, then things start changing because you know that He is going to be at the end of the road just like He was at the beginning of the road and in between.
Amen.
God is with us, church. God is with us and He is for us. And if He be for us, who can be against us?
No one.
The song, hey, who said that?
I did.
No one.
Amen. Amen. I'll give you an amen today. Psalm 56:3 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. You know, we got to start trusting God more. When we start trusting according to our feelings, well, this is something I just can't get over. This temptation, I just seem to come back and do the same thing over and over again. So what? God said that His forgiveness is unconditional, and there's no amount of times that He'll say, well, you've run out of time. I just can't forgive you this time. No matter what you've done, no matter if you've done it over and over, God is going to stick with you until He helps you overcome it, no matter what it is.
Amen.
I thank God that He gave me the ability to overcome. Cigarettes was one thing. Cigarettes are hard to lay down. And I'm not up here preaching against cigarettes. You have the right to do what you want to do. I had the right to do what I wanted to do. But one day, just out of the clear blue sky, God showed up and He seen my heart. And I was driving to work out in Texas. And I just started crying, running all over the highway. I'm glad nobody came, but I know the angels were there to help me anyway. And I said, Jesus, what can I do to show you how much I love you? And the Holy Ghost took my hand, got the flip-top box of Marlboro, picked them out of my shirt pocket, threw them out the window, and they were gone forevermore.
Amen.
But God had to do it. I'm tired of seeing people struggle with something and they feel like that they can never overcome it and they're not good enough to come to God because they've got a bad habit. Let me tell you, God's greater than that. God's greater than that. We are all sinners that have come short of the glory of God. And yes, we are overcomers, but we're in a flesh that is going to die. We are in a sinful world. And there's a war going on between good and evil. Paul said that there's a war going on inside of him and everybody else. And there's a clash there. Every day there's a battle. Good and evil are fighting each other. And the only way that we can overcome is to have confidence in the Word of God and not in ourselves.
Amen.
I like what Pastor Nikki said one time. She was, I don't know why I'm struggling with this, but she said she was smoking 3 packs a day, and she got saved. And she said, Lord, I want to quit these cigarettes. And she said she caught herself searching in the garbage and ashtrays and everything else. She'd try to quit. And one day she said, God, I just can't do that. I can't give them up. And God said, now, good, I can go to work in you. See, it's time for us to understand that God is here to help us through everything.
That's right.
God is here to help us with any kind of bad habit, addiction, or anything else. And if we're going to feel like, well, you know, I'm just no good, I'm going to quit trying, I'm going to throw the towel in, let me tell you something, you will always be a loser. But you're a winner whenever you trust in God and you say, God, you know what I'm going through. You live inside of me and you see the struggle that I'm dealing with. And one day I'm going to be set free from this old sinful body. But right now I've got to deal with it and I need your help.
Amen.
I feel like I'm just unworthy. But let me tell you something. God didn't die for unworthy people. God died so that we may be with Him forevermore.
Right.
Jesus died for you and me. 1 Corinthians. So if you're afraid of something, you're afraid of what lies ahead, let me say this to you today. Just stop it. And start trusting in God.
Amen.
God is a big God. He's big enough to handle your problems. And He will handle them if you'll give them to Him.
Amen.
Psalm 53, what time I'm afraid I will trust in you. And then we'll go to 1 Corinthians 10:12. Now on the other hand, you've got some people that's got a proud and haughty spirit. Yeah, I've been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. I speak in tongues, I lay on hands, I prophesy, I do this. Do you get what I'm saying? I do the I. And I tell you what, the devil's afraid of me. He ain't afraid of you. He ain't afraid of me. He's not afraid of no one. He's afraid of Jesus in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But as far as you go, he's out to destroy you.
Right.
And you got to quit feeling like I'm one of the untouchables. Elliot Ness can't get to me. Let me tell you something. When you start feeling that way, you're letting your guard down. And Satan can slip in a manner you'd never dream of. We've dealt with problems in our church here for many, many years with that kind of spirit. And I want to tell you something. Of all the things we need to feel humble and realize, it could be me that slips and falls.
That's right.
When you gain too much confidence, then you're going to fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Wherefore let him think if he standeth, take heed lest he fall. And it reminds me of a man named Samson. Now Samson thought he was a great guy. Yeah, I can take care of you then. Yeah, I can take care of you. I can take care of them Philistines. I'm strong. I was born strong. Look who I am. Oh, that woman looks mighty pretty over there. You know what? Samson, everything he got was from God. His strength came from God. His good looks. But the one thing he didn't get from God was a wandering eye. Let me tell you something, men, beware. Lest your eye starts wandering for things that is not good for you. I'm not just talking about women, but men, I'm talking about you can let your eye roam on something that you just don't really need, something that's going to drag you down. It's best that you stay in the Word of God and get your directions from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He will tell you. He will let you know if you're going in the right path or the wrong path. But when we have a wandering eye, we get our eyes on things that the devil's going to trip us up with. And look what happened here. Look what happened here. Look what happened in our churches today. People are getting a wandering eye and think they're above the chastisement of God. But I want you to know if there's no chastisement, then we do not belong to Him.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So Samson said in the book of Judges 16 and 20, Samson thought he was in control of his life. Is there anybody here today you think you're in control of your life? Honey, I tell you, you can go to bed tonight and tomorrow everything in your whole life will be turned upside down if you're not careful.
That's right.
I mean, we know not about tomorrow. We know who holds tomorrow. Samson said, I can still sin and do what I want to. You know what was real? The Spirit of the Lord was what was real in his life. It wasn't what he could do. And without the Spirit, he was just an ordinary man like the rest of us. Judges 16:20. And she said, and we know who she is, "The Philistines be upon you, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. There are many leaders in the church today, and there's many people that's in position in the church today that the power of God and the Spirit of God is not with them anymore. And they're trying to operate a church or make decisions in the church when the Spirit has left them. And I want to tell you something. This is the way it is. What you feel may not be what is real. Mm-hmm. The real thing is, the Spirit of the Lord left Samson, and it cost him his eyesight. It cost him his life. It cost him shame and suffering. And I don't want to go through that.
No.
I want what is real, no matter how I feel about things.
Yeah.
Luke, the 10th chapter, 17 through 20. The disciples, God had anointed them to go out two by two and to take the gospel. And you know what? They got out there and had the power of Christ upon them, and they just said, spoke to the demons and the devils, and they had to depart from the people, and they come back as proud as a peacock. "Jesus, look what we've done. Looky here what we've done. Even the devils are subject to us. We've been able to touch people and they were healed. And we've done this and we've done that." See, they wasn't giving God the credit for nothing. They were feeling like they were on top of the world. I've been in revivals when I felt like I was on top of the world. And the next day the devil would hit me right between the eyes with a spiritual bat and knock me half senseless. But what is real is that God is with me. And God's going to see me through any problem I have. If I will keep myself humble, if you will keep yourself humble, God will give you the victory.
Amen.
And that victory is in His dear Son, Jesus. "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name." You know what? I've seen a lot of things happen in all these years of ministry. And I told you some of them, just a few of them. But I didn't do one of them. Jesus did it.
Amen.
Jesus heals blind eyes. Jesus raises people up from the dead. I've just been an old pipe that God flowed through. And at the end of the spout, the glory came out.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Acts 10:28. I pray that you will get this message and apply it to your life, that you can't operate on feelings. Feelings are going to get you in trouble every time. And so, when you see the power of God move in this church, and you say, "Wow, I feel great." Well, it's good to feel great, but feeling great is not what happens when God shows up. He does a work that needs to be done that can't be done anywhere else but where you're at today. He chose you today to be here for His good purpose.
Amen.
Peter was a man that was very religious. He didn't believe in eating unclean things. He believed in all these rituals. And we have got to stay away from rituals in this church. We've got to stay with the power of God and realize what is real is His Spirit and not all the little things that we do. I want to tell you something. Baptism don't save you, and all the rituals we do don't save you. What saves you is the blood of Jesus. Him going up Calvary's Hill, and He shed His blood for the remission of our sins. And we're not going to get caught up in a lot of rituals. It's so important to know. Peter said God had told him to do something. And he said unto them, "You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is Jew to keep company or common to one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. God has showed me that I should not call anyone in this congregation common or unclean.
Amen.
But my job is to preach the Word of God, encourage you, pray with you, pray for you, and bring the gospel. And then when you come to this altar, there'll be something to happen that no man can do for you. Jesus will change your life.
Amen.
It's important to love each other. And no matter who comes through that door, love them with all of your heart. What you feel may not be what is real. Doubt, uncertainty, fear, all of these things that you feel is not what's really real. And then when you walk around proud as a peacock and you think you're better than somebody else, that is not what is real. That kind of feeling will get you in trouble. A haughty spirit before fall. Pride goeth before destruction. Church, I'm challenging you today for us to work together and build the greatest church in Jacksonville.
Amen.
Yes.
And there'll be times when you don't feel like coming to church. You come anyway.
Amen.
Yeah.
There'll be times when you don't feel like raising your hand and giving honor and glory to the greatest God, the one and only true God, Abraham and Isaac.
Amen.
Just raise it anyhow. You may be dealing with a health issue. Come to church and sing with us. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice because He has made me glad.
Yes, amen.
Today, how many can repeat the title of the message? Who can repeat it? Raise your hand. Let me see if you know it. Brother Chris. What you feel may not be what is real. Take that with you today. Chew on that this week. Amen. And when you start serving God according to this, you'll see power in your life.
Amen.
I want more power in my life than a peach has fuzz on it. Amen. We'll open up the altar if you want to come. You can come and kneel, pray, whatever you want to do. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I got some advice. You got one foot on a banana peel and one in hell. You need to get saved today. Amen.
Amen.
And if you just want something from God and you want to come to the altar, would you get up and come to the altar? Do that. Right now, get up. Come on. Thank you, Lord. You have not because you ask not. Well, I don't feel like I ought to go up there. Somebody think I've really done something wrong. But see, there you go. Serving God with your feelings. There's healing coming right now to those of you that come up.
Amen.
that one step of faith, there's healing. There's healing. And there's some of you in this church today that has a broken, torn apart heart. And you feel like it's beyond repair. No, it ain't. God can do more in 2 seconds than we can do in a lifetime. Come on up, Brother Earl. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I rejoice, God. I rejoice that your word will not return void. Woo!
Lord has done for us.
Brother Chris, Pastor Chris, you got something you'd like to say?
Brother, I just we appreciate so much being invited or welcome here this morning.
Yes.
And we love you guys, and it's so nice to see this church building up, and we pray that God will just use it in a mighty way.
Yes.
To serve this city.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Anyone else? Brother Vic, you got something you'd like to say? I don't know. Why don't you stand up and tell us about the Christmas play?
This December the 18th is what we're going to call a big day. It's going to be a big day for the church because we're expecting a crowd of people to come. And the way we're going to do that is we have little cards that we're going to give everybody. And they're called investment cards. And we're going to pray over them. And then we expect those that are able to write three names on those cards of just three people that you're going to invite here on that big day. And then when that day comes, you're going to be prayed up. And whoever comes through that door, and we're praying that the church will be blessed and our attendance will increase. You see, I don't want to say we're measuring the church that way, but there's people out there that need the Lord. And people out there that we need to reach out to. And if we don't get on it and get after it, then they're going to miss it. So it's on us. And that's just a small way of beginning the church growth here, letting people know that we are here and that we're here to serve. And so we're going to do a little Christmas presentation. It's not a big thing, but it's something that is here in this church. It belongs to us, and we need to get out there and get a hold of those people. Amen?
Amen.
So we're really looking forward to it. The cards have come in, and Brother Chris has got them. He's got them. We're ready. But it's not going to happen until December. But even, let me say this. If you know somebody needs the Lord, invite them now. I mean, don't wait until then. You know what I'm saying? But on that day, on that big day, I'd like to see this church for all the hard work that your leaders are doing and all that. Let's see what we can do. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's just give the Lord a hand clap. Yes.
Now, if you want to be part of the Christmas play, you need to see Brother Vic, because he's got the plan. I don't have the plan. See him if you want to be a part. Whatever it may be, I'm sure he'll find something. I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of it. I sure would like to hear my niece sing, though. I never hear a peep out of it. I don't know what.
You may change your mind after you hear it.
Oh, I doubt it, Nancy. I doubt it. Anybody else have something you want to say?
I just want to say that what I got out of the sermon today was that I need to take every thought captive and not go by my feelings, but by the Word of God. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
Yes, sir, stand up.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to stand up. Lewis. That's an order. Yes, sir.
Well, the good news is I have not had a cigarette since the 29th of September.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Lord.
And I'm not going back to
them. Amen. Good for you.
I'm going to be like Nikki. I'm going to make sure that the Lord keeps me awake.
Amen.
That's good news. But God loves you the same, whether you quit or you don't quit.
Well, it's better for my health.
Your mom's right.
Okay. Anybody else? Come on now. I know there's a few of you that was used to getting out at 11:30, a 1 hour service. That's over with. That's history.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Brother Buck, I want to thank God for your message today, because I've always been the type of person that I would go by my feelings a lot. And today, God said, I can set you free from through your message. And I ask God to touch me and not go by my feelings, but go by faith. Walk by faith and know that God is going to do what he said he would do. And if we believe it with our whole heart, it will come to pass.
It will come to pass.
Amen.
Praise God. Audrey, how about you?
I'm glad I'm here. I can't say when Sunday comes, I'm off. I get to go.
Yes.
I am here. I'm glad I'm here.
You better come here.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know Audrey, she is physically blind. But she even comes to our movie night, she comes to church. And I thank God for Brother Chris and Sister Karen for the way they've reached out to the nursing home.
Amen.
And we've got an opportunity to take out more pews here in the middle, right?
Amen.
Just pray that we can get some people that's dedicated, that's willing to go and pick up the people.
Drivers and helpers. We need more helpers.
Yes.
Yeah. Buck and I were asked to be on TBN and share what we've been doing in nursing homes and with the elderly. And I want you to pray that they would accept for us to bring Doretha and maybe Earl and Audrey, anybody from a few from the nursing homes, to go and be on TBN and tell the people how much it means to them to get out of the nursing homes and come to church.
Yes.
I'll never forget when we fought down at the courthouse over our zoning for the nursing home church across the street, and how we brought some of our nursing home people, and Doretha got up there and she said, when I had to go into a nursing home, I cried out to God and said, does this mean I'll never get to go to church again? And then she saw a big yellow school bus pull up at Heartland. And she rejoiced in her Lord that there was a way for her to come to church. And she has never missed a single service if she was in any way able. And she has muscular sclerosis. And instead she calls it Mighty Savior. And we need our people that are in the nursing homes. They're a part of the body of Christ. We need to encourage them and keep them strong in their faith. And they build up our faith. When we see that they get up, like Audrey said, when Sunday comes, I get up and I go to church. Whereas some of us lie in bed and say, I don't feel quite so good this morning. I think I'll just stay in bed. God will understand. These people have a hunger to be close to Jesus, and we have a mission to help them come close to Jesus.
And Nikki and I are proud to pastor a church.
You care.
That's God.
That's wonderful.
A mission work out of it that's willing to do whatever to bring the people to church.
Amen.
We are blessed to have Brother Chris and Sister Karen. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say real quick, on Sunday mornings, you know, when the devil may be telling you, oh, how comfortable your bed is, or you got a little ache or a pain and you want to roll back over and go back to sleep, just remember the nursing home people that get up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. The aide has to get them dressed, they have to eat breakfast, and they have to sit in that wheelchair till we come get them at 9:45. Am I right, Sister Battle? So you want to talk about dedication and wanting to come to church, remember that next time when you have a little ache or pain, and just think what they go through to come to church. Amen.
And that's how to build a strong church, is to get people like that back into the church.
Amen.
Hey, you want to see people saved, delivered, and healed? Get these people in this house of God. You'll see it happen. You'll see it happen. Amen.
Amen. Friday night, Brother Earl grabbed a hold of me and hugged me.
didn't want to let me go, and he said, I want you to stay healthy. I don't want anything to happen to you. He said, I'm praying for you. We have prayer warriors in these precious, precious brothers and sisters, and I praise the Lord for each and every one of you.
Amen. Well, what a great service we've had. Did you get anything out of this service today?
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's the whole point. To not leave here as you came.
I want to say one more thing. I have my camera. Wednesday night I started taking pictures of everybody. And I'd like your picture if you haven't given it to me already. And I want to write down your birth date. And then I'm going to put them all together so we each can have a copy. And then we can be praying for each other. If we would just remember that we belong to Jesus, but we belong to each other. We're parts of one another, and we need each and every one. And so Buck and I pray that you're committed to Jesus first of all, and then to whatever he has you to do. And if it's to be here with this body of Christ, would you be in prayer for each and every person that's here and get to know one another. Amen?
Sister Donnie's, could you come over here? Okay. As you know, Thursday is Thanksgiving. Now, we need to take a vote on if you want to have church Tuesday night or have it on our regular Wednesday night. Because I know a lot of you will need to be cooking and you'll have family coming in. So let's see, I guess a show of hands of the only the members, yes, that want to have church on Tuesday night instead of Wednesday. Who wants, anybody want to have it on Wednesday? Well, it looks like Tuesday have it. Okay, so 7 p.m., the normal time, Tuesday night. That's a done deal. All right, thank you.
Also, you're looking at the new board, and we're going to do our best to do what's right to see this place grow. Go and grow.
Amen.
Make them, make Glen Tidings great again. So anyway, thank you so much for coming today. The cancer is gone. It's gone. And we love you. And you're dismissed.
Have a good week.
Have a good week.
Come up and hug our nursing home folks before you leave.
I got saved in Texas.
I went to school in